So the best recommendation that I have personally done is, instead of trying to learn from 50 different philosophies and trying to apply them as my own, I listen to them and I take bits and pieces. And then I have a small specific amount of people that I look up to because they lead lives that I look up to. And I take bits and pieces from them depending on what I want. I want to be a great husband and a great father. So I need to have someone that's a great family man, but also understands how to balance family with entrepreneurship, because I know great husbands and fathers who do not run businesses and they don't have that added stress and pressure. And I know great entrepreneurs who have terrible family lives.
You're listening to The Isaac Falez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome to today's episode on A Life of Great Meaning and Purpose. Today we're going to be talking about what a great life of meaning and purpose looks like. I mean, what are the things that we have to do to achieve such a great life? And so today I want to talk about concepts like your ikigai, or the Japanese word for reason for being. I want to talk about the journey and the mountains of success and failure. I want to talk about the emotions and the burdens that we put ourselves through willingly to get better and to reach our goals. And ultimately talking about the struggles along the way, but the reason that we endure struggle and the reason that we do everything. And that's the impact. That's the purpose statement. That's the why that we have. Life is pain and suffering. Life is difficult. Life's going to throw curveballs at us. And anybody that tells you different is probably trying to sell you something. But because something is difficult and challenging doesn't make something bad. And it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy it. There are some people, many people I would say, who hate going to the gym. I mean, from a perspective of, you know, just objectively, like, why would you want to put your body under stress? Why would you want to, you know, hurt your body, damage your muscles? Like, that doesn't sound like something I'd want to do, right? That sounds painful. That sounds like a sufferable experience. But I love going to the gym. And there's a lot of people who also love going to the gym. Why? Because I know that I'm getting better. Because I'm getting stronger, more capable, and I feel better. And life is the same way. Life is the same way. We will all deal with loss. We will all deal with lonely chapters in our life. We will all deal with a failed area of our professional life, whether it's a failed business, a failed job, a failed career, whether we made a mistake here or there, we didn't get the promotion, or our business, you know, we tried a new product and it didn't work. We are all going to fail at some point. So why not learn to love to fail? People that tell you that the world isn't pain and suffering are trying to sell you something. I am here telling you that that is what life is, but I am so happy to be alive. I am grateful to be here. Why? Because I know that what I do will require struggle and sacrifice, but it is glorious and purposeful and has so much meaning. I sit here in my office recording this, and I have these posters in frames right across this wall. And I have Legacy is about transferring habits that build great relationships with those that matter most. Legacy is the reputation, character, integrity, and wisdom that are successfully transferred. Legacy is not money. It's living a life that creates money as a byproduct of a life well lived. These are the kinds of things I have to think about, because I know that what I want to do involves galvanizing people to look inward, to reflect, and to choose to live a better life. and you're an entrepreneur, the reason you started, it could be because you wanted to be your own boss. You wanted to be in charge of your time. Maybe the opportunity presented itself. Maybe you got laid off from your job and you decided to start a business. Maybe you wanted the flexibility to create something different, to innovate. Whatever that reason is, it's only a part of your bigger why. And as Simon Sinek would say, let's start with why. What is your ikigai? Which is a Japanese word for reason of being. This is a model that basically puts together four key elements: what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. And so you want to sit there and you want to put together all these things that create what your model is. And so I'm going to pull mine up right here for you all. What I love, I have things like travel, cuisine, entrepreneurship, family, reading, speaking, adventure, philosophy, faith. What I'm good at, galvanizing, investing, traveling, productivity, learning, coaching, entrepreneurship, right? And so what I'm good at is also, there's a lot of those things that what I can be paid for: investing, speaking, coaching, traveling, entrepreneurship, leadership, productivity. What does the world need? Well, the world needs strong men. It needs change, innovation, problem solvers. It needs visionaries, leaders, good morals, forward momentum. And so in the middle of all this, I have my ikigai. And so what I want all of you to do at some point is to create what I would say is an ikigai word and an ikigai statement. So what's my word? Vision. That's my word. Sum it up, everything that I do, vision. A better future, a better tomorrow, a vision for something better in my life and in the world. That's my word, is vision. My statement: a servant of God brought here to be an agent of change. Applying the life philosophy of Stoicism, I adopt the four cardinal virtues of wisdom, justice, moderation, and courage. I invest, innovate, and influence in all that I do. I take actions in my areas of fulfillment, of faith, finances, family, and fitness. That to me is a life well lived. That to me is the good life that I continuously work out for myself. And so that's where we get into the impact phase. That's where we get into what are we trying to achieve in our lives? Because obviously there's the internal, but externally, what do we want to do for other people? How do we want to shift the world? What kind of problems drive you to solve them? And so when we make an argument based on impact, we make an argument on the things that we need to put our attention to, because they're the things that we can change. They're the things that we can make better, and they're the things that we need to do. I love business. I love the game of entrepreneurship. And that is the vehicle that I continue to pursue to bring about my impact. There are people that go into professions like doctors or lawyers to exert their will onto a method of delivery, right? These professions are vehicles. Being a business owner is a vehicle for your purpose, or a portion of your purpose. Because I've considered, right, you have the private sector, you have working for a big company, you have running your own company, you have being an executive or a man in a management position at, you know, a big firm. You also have the other side, which is the public sector, working for the government, being in a position of power and authority in the public light. And so, there's no one size fits all, and that's where you have to determine what's best for you. But ask yourself, for the impact that you want to have, which area is the best for you? If you feel like there's policy that screws over the people in whatever country you live in, most likely America, go run for office. If you think that you can't do the change you want to do in office, go work in the private sector and be a lobbyist and use money to move an impact policy. If you want to create products that solve, you know, maybe you had your family member, your mother, father, grandfather had medical issues and the medical system to you doesn't work, go work at a healthcare company, go work at a big tech, or go work at a tech startup that focuses on medical devices, go into biomedical engineering. Like, there's actions that you can take that are specifically aligned with the impact that you want to have. There is no one size fits all. And if you ask 20 people, you're going to be very confused at the end, because most likely a lot of the advice that you get is contradictory. So the best recommendation that I have personally done is instead of trying to learn from 50 different philosophies and trying to apply them as my own, I listen to them and I take bits and pieces. And then I have a small specific amount of people that I look up to because they lead lives that I look up to. And I take bits and pieces from them depending on what I want. I want to be a great husband and a great father. So I need to have someone that's a great family man, but also understands how to balance family with entrepreneurship. Because I know great husbands and fathers who do not run businesses and they don't have that added stress and pressure. And I know great entrepreneurs who have terrible family lives. So there has to be both. Because when someone does both, they understand that gap. I had one guy that I interviewed, Ian Lobez, right? He was someone that was doing great in entrepreneurship and he wasn't doing great in his family life. And then he decided to change. And now he's present in his daughter's lives. Now he has a better marriage because he decided to change, because he realized that he was replaceable, because he wasn't being the person that was really who he was called to be. And that's where we get into the journey. I'm a young guy. Most of you listening are either between the age, you're between the ages of 20 and 28, most likely. That's my biggest listener demographic. We are young. And that's not to say it so we can, you know, take our feet off the gas and relax and take it easy. It's to say that there's so much that we don't know. And there's so much that we're never going to know. All I know for certain is that I know nothing. Where you're going to continue to learn and make mistakes and to fail. And we have to develop a sort of funny relationship with failure. We have to learn to love to fail, to make mistakes, because there's so many things that we're going to get wrong. But it's not the person that gets things right on the first try that wins in the end. It's the person that is the fastest to iterate and to make mistakes and to fail forward. They're the ones that win. Because they're not discouraged by the failures. They learn from them and they advance and they make progress. And that's where they get the change. If you want to make an impact, you've got to play the long-term game. Can you do what you do now for the next 30 years? Maybe it won't look the same because everything should have stages and progressions, right? As we build, as we work our way from, you know, the Z list to the Y list up until, you know, the D list and the C list and the B list, all the way to the top of the A listers in whatever we choose to do, right? There's stages, but in that idea of continuing to progress in our chosen fields, can we do what we do for the next 30 years? Honestly. And if you can't, what are the things that would change within the next 30 years? And that's the journey. And in any journey of life, we have the struggles. And that's the last part I want to talk about today. We have the struggles. If you want a great character, a strong character, you won't have an easy life. And if you want an easy life, you won't have a great and strong character, because the price of one is the other. There is a trade-off for greatness, for excellence. There is a trade-off for being remembered, for being great, for impacting lives. We go back to the very basics of Newton's law. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. There is a cost to our actions, and there is a cost to inactions. And so if we deem that we want to leave a better life where we impact more people, we are going to have to become more. And you become more not by easy and simple things, but by difficult and trying trials and tests and tribulations. The struggles along the way are what makes us better. It's what enhances our character. Because in order to overcome challenges, we have to grow stronger. It's the same thing that happens in the gym. You go to bench something. If you cannot bench it, it will sit on you until either you figure out how to get out of it or someone takes the weight off of you. But you will not lift the next weight until you can lift that weight. And the weight doesn't get lighter. You get stronger. The challenges that life throws at you, they don't get easier. They get harder, but you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Take anyone you admire, and sure, for a moment, sit and reflect on the outcomes and the things that they have. But then take a moment to look at the inputs of everything it took along the way, of the years and decades of work and failure that took for them to get where they are. I mean, I love Jordan talks about this. Michael Jordan talks about, you know, I've missed more than, I think it was 300 game winning shots. I've lost over 200 games. He talks about these failures and he says, I have done all these things and that is why I succeed. It's the Rocky reference that we all know and love. It's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. Because like I said before, life is pain and suffering. And anyone that tells you different is trying to sell you something. But it doesn't have to be bad simply because it's painful. Rather, that's exactly what it makes good. Because what better life is there than to conquer the pain and suffering and to make something of it? Think about the Spartans, how they were so happy to go to war, to fight to the death, because that was the biggest honor they could receive. Life is the same way. Go battle and face life's challenges and all its tribulations that it throws at you, because there is no greater reason to be alive. And when you do something, do it 100%. When you love, love. When you eat, eat. When you work on your business, work on your business. When you go and travel, travel. Be there. Because we might be young now, but when that journey keeps going and all we can think about is the past or the future and we forget to live in the present, one day we turn 70 and we forget that we'd never enjoyed the moment. If you aren't where you want to be, whether it's personal or in your business, it's okay that you're not where you want to be. But don't miss out that this moment that you're in right now may never come again. And this is maybe the exact lesson you need to learn to get to the next stage. And you might only get to feel this once where you're at. So why not enjoy it, even if it's not what you want or what you even like? Because when you learn to love the game, you'll be the player that never quits. And someone that never quits is someone to be feared. And someone to be feared is the people that make a change. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, please make sure you are staying tuned for the interviews that we are dropping. Great conversations with incredible people that you do not want to miss. So make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and subscribe to the YouTube for the buttery 4K cinematic experience every single Tuesday and Thursday. I will see you all in the next episode of The Isaac Velez Show. Fortune favors the bold.
That concludes today's episode of The Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.